You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Here's a warning. This might get a little bit gross, but it's only for your well-being.
Oh, great.
All right. This lady, she's a doctor. She has gone viral because she said this.
These are the places that you're definitely not washing enough. I'm a dermatologist, and you absolutely need to be washing these places more often than you are.
The three places that you're not washing enough that makes you gross.
Wait a minute. Is this on your body? Is this going to be in your house? What is this?
On your body.
Oh, boy.
Okay, number one.
Up is behind your ear. If you like this behind your ear and you notice an odor to it or you feel something, you should be washing it more. This is also a super common area to get flaking and build up like dandruff.
Absolutely. Behind your ears, it seems like such a like a childish thing, like you know you have to wash behind your ears, but sure. How often do you really, really wash behind your ears?
Well, I think a lot of people forget, right? But I use the loofah everywhere. I go the whole body, and that includes behind the ears.
I have like little diamond stud earrings, little ones, and sure. I just leave them in all the time. Like yeah. I never take them out. When I take them out.
Oh, they're a little funky.
They're smelly. And they're gross. and I'm like, ew, you know, and you don't even realize it.
Yeah, if you've left the earrings in long enough that you have to use an alcohol swab after you take them out for a day or whatever to clean them up, then that's gross.
Yes, but you don't even realize it.
Yeah.
All right. Next one is the one that's really, I don't even know if I want to talk about this, but I have to.
Wow.
Also not washing your belly button enough. This is a super common area to collect sweat, debris, dirt, buildup. In fact, if you're not cleaning it enough, you'll have so much debris and dirt in there that you can develop a navel stone.
I had a navel stone.
What?
I had one. So I was young.
How long does it take to create one of those?
Here's the thing.
I feel like that's a fossilized piece of material.
Do you have an innie or an outie?
I have an innie.
I also have an innie.
Yeah.
And my innie is very deep. Okay? Now, this is a real story.
Okay.
So it was like right after college. And I was like,
oh my God.
Yeah. So
you weren't eight?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
No. And I was like, always like clean. Like when you take a shower, you clean yourself, right? And I always would use my pinky nail to clean in my belly button.
Oh my gosh.
And one day I went in there and I'm like, what is that? And I've never heard the stone, navel stone until I've never heard the
until
word.
Until you went to the doctor.
No. Until yesterday when I was listening to this. So I saw it. I felt it. I went to the doctor because I thought something was wrong. Something was growing out of my belly button. I thought a tree was growing out of my belly button.
Right, right.
And the doctor was shocked by it. She used like these deep tweezers to pull it out. But she also seemed baffled. And now I wonder, had she never seen a navel stone? And I still have the same doctor all these years later. And I want to call her and be like, do you remember when I was 22 and I came in and we didn't know what that was?
I mean, thinking about that, reflecting on that, does that make you feel better or worse? Because I remember, listen, you know, the first time you discover that, oh, wait, this belly button seems to be a catch-all. Like, it's an eye-opening experience. You got to get in there and you got to clean it, right?
Yes.
And it's not comfortable because you got your little folds there or whatever when it goes in. But, you know, I never had a stone.
It's crazy.
A hardened piece of material in there.
If you Google the image, because after I heard this, I Googled the image. I'm like, that's what it was.
Oh, my God.
And I bathe. I don't understand. So you have to be careful of a navel stone.
Yeah, okay.
I just feel like that's important.
All right, what's the third one?
Finally, you're definitely not cleaning your fingernails enough. Showering, you really need to get under those nails with a scrub brush to get rid of the dirt, debris, and buildup.
So, yes, you need to clean underneath your nails a lot. But here's the scary part. Ready?
Yeah.
If you keep getting bacterial infections on the skin, folliculitis, you could be a colonizer of MRSA in those areas.
A MRSA colonizer is when you have like an infection, but you don't show signs of the infection, and it's from being gross from these things. Yeah. I could have had MRSA, and I didn't even know.
I mean, I would check your belly button now.
Everybody should check their belly button right now.
Did you know that over 80% of companies in America, each generating more than $100 million in revenue, don't show up on public stock exchanges? They're private and are largely not an option for 401k investors. But now there's a chance for everyday American savers to opt in for access through the 401k plan if they choose to. Regardless of how you're building for the future, you deserve the same opportunities because you've earned the right to more. Learn more by visiting retiresafer.org. Paid for by the Council for a Safe and Secure Retirement.